Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
High school student at CCHS apprehended for issuing threats related to firearms on campus. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. A Campbell County high school student was arrested by Gillette Police on Tuesday following concerning comments made to a teacher. According to Deputy Chief Brent Wasson, the student allegedly threatened school violence involving a firearm and later made threats of physical harm towards a principal. Upon being notified by school staff, a principal was informed about the alarming statements made by the student. The police intervened and met with both the student and a parent before taking the student into custody. It was clarified that the student did not have a gun on school premises, although access to one was not specified in the report. The student was subsequently charged with terroristic threats, a felony, and taken to the juvenile detention center. Parks and Recreation Board endorses locker room policy. The Campbell County Parks and Recreation Board approved a new policy aimed at addressing gender in the locker rooms at their monthly meeting. The Gillette News Record reported the policy defines a person's sex based on their biological characteristics at birth and designates locker rooms accordingly. The policy has been in the works ever since an adult at the rec center reported seeing a transgendered woman in the women's locker room earlier in February. Parks board member Doug Rose said the goal is to make the recreation center accessible to everyone. Rose said at the board's monthly meeting, "We're not going to change any social mores of anybody, but the best we can do is make this place welcoming to all. I think this policy helps do that for all of our patrons, making this a safe place to recreate. Individuals unwilling or unable to use the designated locker room will have access to a universal changing area. The policy also includes provisions for staff training on sensitivity and de-escalation and exceptions for emergency situations and maintenance work. The policy applies to both the Campbell County Recreation Center and the Wright Recreation Center and was developed with input from the County Attorney's Office and Human Resources Department. For more news and information, go to basinsradio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane.